we've all learned in the last few years rather dramatically that the goal of material acquisition isn't going to do us much good, but we're not quite sure what else to look for. We've got rather used to that. We've got rather used to the idea that all that matters is accumulating stuff. We've got rather used to thinking that the people who are most interesting and most worth paying attention to are the ones at the top of that particular tree. And it looks less and less convincing. But where do we look now? Now, the church, I think, has something to say into that. But it's not a climate in which it's very easy sometimes for the church to be heard, because the church itself can be, you know, wrapped up in its own business and its own conflicts too. So quite a challenge.
Indeed, and of course, the moment the church, through you or whoever its spokesperson may be, opens its mouth, as it were, it gets accused of meddling in politics. I mean, the church surely has a role to play, doesn't it?
I think the right answer to that is probably no comment. Of course the church has a role to play. Of course the church has a role to play, because the church has a vision of society, a transforming vision of society, as well as for individuals, and that's what we try to put before people. We don't, you know, we don't want to make all the decisions and run things, but we do want that vision to be there.
Can you apply a one-fits-all solution to all parts of the country?
No, you can't. You have to sit with people, you have to listen to what the pressures are, what the challenges are, and work with the grain of that. And whether it's a question of how you provide ministry within the church for different areas, whether it's a question of how you revitalize communities, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of work simply getting the facts clear and what is practical and immediate and good news for a city centre community is going to look rather different in rural Northamptonshire. Mm-hmm. But some of the same principles will work, some of the same vision. I think everywhere you go, you need to say it's important that everyone should feel valued, that everyone should feel listened to. Important to say everybody should feel they can be given some control over their lives. Everyone can feel that their relationships are worth more than their acquisitions.
And one final question. You depart shortly from this office before the end of the year, and lots of people in that time will ask you to look back and reflect on the good things and the bad things. I'm not going to do that now. I'm simply going to ask you, have you enjoyed being Archbishop of Canterbury?
Sometimes enormously, and sometimes not very much. Dr. Johnson once said about marriage that if people expected to be happy all the time when they were married, they had something to learn, because he said marriage is happy and unhappy as the rest of human life is happy and unhappy. And I think being Archbishop of Canterbury is a bit like that too.
Archbishop, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.